get it? They were going to go on a vacation, and then they stopped. Oh, John, you're such a wacky person. 735, 720 WGN, John Landecker, welcoming to the program from the Washington Post. This would be Natalie Compton, who is the travel reporter. Hi there, Natalie. Thanks for joining us this evening from the nation's capital.
Thank you for having me.
Have you seen the president's new dog?
I have. You... and that is some of the light news that I am enjoying these days.
You've really seen the new dog? No kidding.
I mean, not in person. Photos, which enjoy because I am a dog person.
Me too. Big dog person. So, it's not often that I get to talk to somebody who's in Washington, D.C. So anyway, let's just talk about this crazy. I mean, the idea of traveling over the past 2 years has been insane, going one way or the other, no pun intended. I mean, you know, at first it's like, well, can we travel? Then, okay, maybe we can. Let's do that. Whoops, maybe we don't want to. So... I'm just guessing there was a point where people who wanted to take a cruise or wanted to fly somewhere made those reservations because the landscape changed. And now the landscape has changed again for some people. How do you cancel now? What are things like for canceling a flight?
Because we are entering the third year of the pandemic, a lot of travel companies have run out of their good graces in terms of feeling very generous about refunds. At this point, they are offering upfront very flexible bookings, or they expect you to be planning these trips knowing that nothing is certain anymore. Things like this could happen all the time. So talking your way out of something and getting an exception to the policy that you signed up for isn't that likely. However, we are seeing that a lot of travel companies, whether it's cruises or airfare or hotels, are going to more often than not let you push a trip to a different date. Not a lot of people are going to give you a flat out refund, but you might be able to rebook this for later on down the road.
Yeah. Well, that makes somewhat. I mean, I think that's reasonable. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people, this is the only analogy that popped into my brain, pardon my brain, but I'm going to use it anyway. It's like if you have elective surgery. And you decide, you know what, I think I'm just going to put it off. I don't need to do that now. And you've booked this trip, cruise, airline, and you decide, well, I don't want to do it now, but I'll do it later. I think that's reasonable on the part of travel agents or airlines or cruise ships to say, we understand where things are now. We know that you have paid, and instead of giving you the refund, why don't we mutually agree to some point down the line when it's safe? Is that something that could go on?
I do think that a good tip I heard from a travel advisor that didn't necessarily come to mind immediately, but definitely impacts some people, is as you are planning these trips for further on down the road, when you're like, maybe Omicron won't be a thing in the spring, I want to book a trip for then. Things like airfare, you don't want to book something on some international carrier that you may never use again in your life, because if you do have to cancel or postpone that trip, you might not have the opportunity to use that airline again. So right now, if you're booking big airfare, people are recommending doing it on an airline that you are likely to fly again, like a Delta or United, versus a teeny tiny airline in the South Pacific.
Yeah. I mean, but things are still moving, aren't they? I mean, every day I turn around and a sports event is canceled or some other wrench has been put into the machinery of life. But flights are still going on right now, aren't they? I mean, there's not delays or any effect of what's happening with the virus or anything like that. I mean, planes are operating,
right? Everything is still going on. There are still people taking flights. There's actually a lot of people taking flights. Right now, we're in our fifth day of seeing more than 2 million people passing through airport security every day. So lots of people are flying. However, we are seeing a lot of travel restrictions change day by day. A lot of countries are requiring quarantines again or banning travel from certain places. But as far as delays and cancellations go, we are still seeing some of those issues because of staffing problems at airlines. A lot of airlines have done the best they could do to try to ramp up their staff again after they were bouncing back from not having enough people flying. But we are seeing a lot of people are getting COVID right now. That's something that people are worried about. There's going to be less people who can go to their work because they have to isolate because of COVID cases. So right now we are kind of worried about that disrupting travel the further this goes.
Yeah, and the whole isolating experience doesn't necessarily mean that you have COVID either. I mean, you could have, you know, come in contact with someone, or you've traveled from out of state or for somewhere else, and you need to quarantine. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get it, but you have to do that anyway, just because that's the safe way to go in the world we live today. I mean, it's just crazy.
Right. It's something that is definitely going to impact a lot of people, because if you were at a holiday party or you were at your job and somebody comes in with a text message and says, I got COVID, the right thing to do is to isolate, because right now we know that Omicron is 2 times more contagious than the Delta variant. The Delta variant is 2 times more contagious than the original COVID. So if you were in contact with somebody recently who just said they had COVID, it's a stickier situation than it was when COVID started. So it is the best thing to do is to isolate until you can take a test in a few days and see, did I get this thing?
Right. And some of the tests take 24 to 48 hours to come back with the result. And obviously you don't go anywhere while you're waiting for that. Now, you know, we discussed, this stuff is just throwing a wrench into absolutely everything. it's just incredible. So the airlines may be cooperative. Then you have you've rented a car.
Mm-hmm.
I understood like a month ago, 6 weeks ago, the price of renting a car was astronomical. But I just heard from a friend of mine yesterday that the price of his rent-a-car dropped dramatically back to like pre-COVID levels. But what if you want to cancel a rent-a-car because you've decided to cancel the flight, and obviously you need to cancel everything that goes along with it if your vacation or trip was to go to somewhere, rent a car, go to a hotel, etc. What is the cancellation chain, so to speak, in that situation?
It really depends on the rental car company that you're going with, because a lot of companies have an option where you just reserve a car, you haven't paid yet, you can cancel and you're not going to lose any money. Interesting enough, sometimes if you prepay for your rental car, you'll get hit with a cancellation fee, which doesn't really seem fair for people, but because you're prepaying, you're getting that lower rate, so they're going to penalize you by charging a change or a cancellation fee. But it really depends on what company that you're going with. The best thing to do is check that reservation that you made, call them up, see what you can do. A similar situation is if you are doing something like booking an Airbnb, you might not fall into the cancellation window that you originally signed up with that person. And in that case, Airbnb can't do anything, but we have heard people having success just shooting your host a message and saying, hey, I'd like to do this at another time. This is obviously really dangerous. I don't want to put you out, but would you mind letting me cancel and rebook this for another time? Or could we change my dates? Could be something that the host would be interested in doing versus just giving you your money back because they think you're trying to cancel late and be a jerk.
Pardon my ignorance on this, but when it comes to the Airbnb, are we canceling with the individual who has the accommodation, or is it the overall corporation?
Airbnb kind of just serves as a website. It's a place where people can host their properties, and they want to stay out of it as much as humanly possible. They don't want to get involved. So everything goes through the host. Every host is going to have their own policy that you can see very clearly when you are booking. Now that we've been going through these pandemic times, a lot of hosts know that guests want a flexible cancellation policy. So, for example, I have a couple coming up where I have now, I think I have 2 days before I can if I don't cancel, I won't get all of my money back. But if you are thinking about planning a trip anytime soon, make sure you're getting an Airbnb that says you can cancel up to a certain date that might be right before your trip, a day before, a week before. Because some of them, you might assume that's the case, and they won't let you refund and get your money back after like 48 hours. So it's really important to just make sure you're seeing exactly what you're getting when you book. But at this point, if you've already made all of your arrangements and you're trying to get your money back, your best thing to do is be very nice, be very respectful to the host, see what you can negotiate.
We're talking to Natalie Compton, who's the travel reporter for the Washington Post. What about cruises? The reason that I bring that up is obviously that's a vacation destination for a lot of folks. And I believe there was a news story either yesterday or the day before where a cruise, and I don't remember the company, and it has nothing to do with the company per se, but a cruise ship was out and someone, a passenger, tested positive, and they had to pull in to, I guess, pull into port, and that person disembarked, and then they went on. Are you aware of that story? Or am I just...
You are lucky if you are on a cruise where they catch that one person, you turn around and you take him back. Because we've seen stories just in the last week, week and a half of ships that one Norwegian cruise line ship just docked in New Orleans that had 17 confirmed cases on board. Jeez. There was another Royal Caribbean ship that had 48 people test positive on board. So right now, unfortunately, even though cruise lines are doing an incredible job, really going above and beyond more than most entities and travel to do things like testing ahead of time, some requiring vaccination of staff and guests or testing when people are on board. The problem is that coronavirus is sneaky and contagious. So you might test and your incubation period hasn't been in line with that testing and you just get it while you're on board. So even though they're doing their best, there's still absolutely a chance of you getting coronavirus on board. It just takes one infection to really get that going. So I think that cruise lines don't want to advertise that, but many of them are offering very flexible bookings. Again, this is something where you can rebook it for a different time, or they're really wanting to do this so you don't incur extra fees. Maybe you won't get all of your money back, but you'll get a voucher. If you're a cruise person, you're going to want to cruise again. They've seen record demand in people trying to book cruises. So people want to get back on board.
Oh, yeah.
The risks exist, but a lot of people are still cruising.
Yeah. Well, thank you for so much for being with us, and I appreciate your input and your time. Thank you. Natalie Compton.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. The travel reporter for the Washington Post. I guess it's just my opinion, but planning a trip sort of like, it's like a roll of the dice.